This is GKW. Welcome to another edition of Good to Come Wrestling WrestleMania Week. I'm Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee. From ESPN West Palm, already out in Las Vegas, he is Brian Rowitz. Going to be a shorter show because Brian's got a lot of shows he's got to get to, guys. Okay? All right? We've got to keep his schedule. All right? We got to make sure we keep his schedule so we can get to all the shows that he needs to get to. And, of course, catch him on ESPN 1000 in Chicago as well as part of the team on Pro Wrestling Nation 24/7. From 9 a.m. until noon Eastern every Sunday, he is Jonathan Hood. All right, boys, before we get to WrestleMania, and we're going to have fun with Mania, we're going to do a draft. We're going to have three rounds, so three picks apiece of the matches we're most interested in. But before we get there, we have to reflect on last night, because Dynamite had a world championship change, not just a match, but a change, as Darby Allin is your new AEW world champion. He wins in basically a squash match against MJF. Boys, the initial reaction when you saw this go down last night.
Let's just talk about the aesthetics of the match, and then we'll let Brian celebrate the new World Heavyweight Champion in AEW.
Does he say Tito Morella?
Oh yeah, well that's how he's doing it around that room. Of course, he's got the invisible trumpet.
He's got the trumpet.
Yes, yeah, he definitely he's celebrating. I just the aesthetics of the match first. So AEW is about, you know, just, you know, a lot of false finishes and long matches and blood and guts, everything else, right? It's not like Darby Allin attacked MJF from behind. And so this is why, just from the match standpoint, the way it's laid out, it's like, okay, a whole bunch of coffin drops, side headlock takeover, 1, 2, 3. MJF has been in a lot more peril, like, I don't know, Dynasty. Against the best bout machine, Kenny Omega. A lot of grueling matches over the years in which you had 2, 2.5, but no, 1, 2, 3 on Dynamite, as if he was surprised that what Darby Allin brought to the table. That's why not only is the title change unbelievable, but the match was remarkably unbelievable as well.
It was fun. My first, I was like, man, I'm going to be an island. You two are going to hate this. I loved it last night. Like, he's hurt. He's hurt from the Kenny match. Darby's ready. Darby's passionate. We have for months talked about Wembley being MJF and Ospreay. We knew what was happening. We knew he was going to win the title. To get this change, it was Foley-esque last night. We've talked a lot about going back to the Attitude Era. AEW did it last night. Like, on free television, we got a title change. In my eyes, MJF wins the title back in a few weeks. We're still on that path to Wembley. That was an awesome moment last night. That Darby reaction Allin in the locker room, Sting. That was awesome last night. Well, we're Darby talking AEW on Mania Week. Darby that doesn't Allin happen otherwise.
Darby Allin is our World Heavyweight Champion. That'll put butts in seats.
I mean, I kind of thought that Darby was probably going to win last night. And then when Sting showed up, then I knew he was going to win. Like, they're not rolling Sting out of retirement and getting him to put the face paint on unless Darby's going over, right? Like, and honestly, so I'm flipping between that and the Brewers game, and I'm watching the end of the Brewers game last night. It gets to 9:10. I'm like, oh, this thing's going into like 9:20 Central Time at least. And I flip over and it's whatever Anthony Davis's prank show is, and suddenly on TBS, I'm like, wait, what happened? And I go back, they did a squash. They squash matched this second time. MJS has been like, the first time you did the squash, I loved it. It made a ton of sense. I thought when they did it with Brody King, but this one, I don't know. And like you said, like it just, the reason why I don't like it is because it feels like the only reason you did it is because it's WrestleMania week and you're trying to steal headlines. Because I've got a feeling at the next pay-per-view, MJF ends up winning it back, and then we're back on track of MJF Ospreay at Wembley. That's what's going to main event it. And MJF as champ has been so good and so strong. Like, the ratings have, again, like, everybody has loved this reign. So to undercut it and cut it short just to try to steal a couple of headlines and have a transitional champion before you give it right back to MJF, I don't know if ultimately in the long run that's going to be worth it for AEW.
But it worked. We're talking about it. Like, we've talked about it. I'll let you behind the curtain. This show's probably done earlier in the week, if not for last night. Like, we're talking WrestleMania. We know what we're doing. Now, all of a sudden, we're a Thursday show. We're talking about Wednesday night. It worked. They got the headlines on WrestleMania week.
So on the surface, we're happy for Darby Allin. However, it's the same Darby Allin a month ago says, I don't need the World Heavyweight Championship when he talked to Ariel Helwani. Do we remember this as a show? Do we remember that clip saying, I don't need the World Heavyweight Championship, which is true. He doesn't need the World Heavyweight Championship. What's interesting is he wins the title. And for a guy that doesn't fear anything, he looks scared. You know, like shocked and just like, oh, my God. I'm World Heavyweight Champion. That was such a – I've never seen a championship celebration where everyone else was celebrating except the actual champion.
Well, and then he's holding back tears during the opening promo and the opening segment. So it's like, well, okay, so he's winning tonight because he's getting emotional thinking about just – he knows he's winning and this is what's going to happen. And, yes, we're talking about it right now, Brian, but my issue is this going to hurt in the long term? Yes, we're talking about it right now. You get the instant gratification, but you had a lot of really good momentum going. Does this halt that momentum? Like, are people still going to be interested and intrigued and tuning in next week to Dynamite and the week after that on Dynamite? That's my question. Where do you go from here? That's the big question, right? Like, yes, you get the immediate gratification, but what do you do with it going forward is probably more important than just grabbing a couple of headlines and having people like us talk about it on WrestleMania week.
But if we still end up with MJF and Ospreay main eventing Wembley in front of all those people and it results in Ospreay winning the title, we're not going to look at that match any less because there was a month where MJF didn't have the title. Like, we're still going to look at it the same. MJF's still going to sell tickets. It's still going to be the emotion of Ospreay finally winning. We're not going to remember this in 3 months.
Brian, I don't like the AEW championship being a hot potato title. That's just my thought. Like, MJF, and again,
but it's a one-off.
No, but just...
They did it with Joe in his second reign. They've done it a handful of times.
I prefer it not to be that because I want to give MJF his flowers. This time around, it hasn't been like a whole bunch of outside interference or he's part of a group. He's been doing it by himself. We have mentioned how impressive he has been as World Heavyweight Champion. Now, if MJF has other things he's got to do, like movies and all that, and you got to get the title off him, that's fine. I don't know what his schedule is, but I'm just
saying.
Reports
are like, he's good to go, and he's going to be there every week.
Okay, so, I mean, so now for a moment, just kind of like AEW matches, for a glimpse, you will remember. And then all of a sudden, tomorrow, you don't remember. Because WrestleMania consumes everything in wrestling right now.
What if we wrestling logic it, and next week, MJF has lawyers involved, they say there's a low blow, and the decision gets reversed. MJF gets the belt back, they main event Double or Nothing. Does that make it better?
They both low blow each other. That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Whatever. Sort out ideas.
Now I'm thinking of like when you toy with the audience's emotions like that.
Sure.
And I think of as somebody who's the Jon Moxley fan, and when Dean Ambrose was trying to fight, like there was an event called Roadblock. It was like an exclusive to WWE Network events. And the main events after Triple H had won the Royal Rumble to win the WWE Championship on the road to WrestleMania, like Dean was one of the last handful of guys in the ring in that Rumble. People were going crazy for him. So he got to face Triple H for the championship. And they actually counted 1, 2, 3. And I thought he had won, but then the ref at the last second realizes that, oh, there was a foot on the rope or under the rope or whatever, and he waved it off, and then Triple H goes on and wins. Like, wrestling logic, you can do that. Like, you can play with emotions like that. If they would have made Dean Ambrose the champion that night and then waited until Raw to go, actually, it's still Triple H, that's bullshit. You can't do that. So that's where AEW cannot like go, actually, just kidding, guys. We were just looking for headlines last week. MJF is still the champ. Forget everything you saw last week. I don't think you can do that.
Well, then he'll get it back in a couple weeks. In front of New York, he'll get the home pop there, and all will be well. You'll get another title run there. He'll hold it for, 3 months at that point?
Oh, so you think Double or Nothing in May? That should be the next time. Yeah. And good crowd for that, by the way, too. Looks like they're going to do really well there in Flushing. So,
With no matches announced.
Yeah. And, well, you know what? MJF, I think, is a big part of that. Now people are going to want their money back now that he's no longer champion. So I just, listen, good for Darby Allin because we've said many times, seriously, that he has been like the heart and soul of AEW, the way he puts his body on the line. A guy that, again, never needed the world championship, but this is a reward for him. So he's already locked in as world champion. So eventually he's going to lose it. And then MJF, again, the reason why the ratings are high, the reason why people are interested, MJF's a big part of that. So I figure he's going to be champion again.
this dude, like, I was worried he dislocated his shoulder after the opening segment promo. He just jumps out of the ring and then for no reason runs full speed into the barricade shoulder first.
Multiple times. He got both sides to even it out.
Nuts, man.
He's 101, that's for sure. And like you said, congratulations to Darby Allin. And yeah. I wasn't sure if this moment, I know Brian, as a Darby Allin fan, you knew this moment was coming. I had doubted that it was coming. But again, I'm excited for him because obviously it means a lot to him. And I think it means a lot to the people that are close to him in that locker room. So
we'll that'll put butts in seats.
We'll see where AEW goes from there. Speaking of butts in seats, we go to WrestleMania 42. Where apparently tickets are cheaper and cheaper the closer we get to the events. Whoa. Just giving away 25% discounts, 30% discounts. Who cares at this point? But what we're going to do again to do our WrestleMania preview this year, we're going to do a WrestleMania draft, three rounds apiece. Do we have an order that we're going to go in here, Brian? Yeah. Have you?
We can just snake it back. So you hood me and then come back around.
Okay. So,
go ahead, Gabe, the leader of GKW. Please go right ahead. Go right ahead, sir. I think we're all winners here.
I guess if it's up to me, that man, this is legitimately tough. Yeah. I'm debating between two, and I wish I was going second, but I think I have to go Punk versus Roman. It's the main event of the entire thing. Their promo battle I thought was very strong to close out Monday Night Raw. Their promo battles have been strong. The power bombing each other through tables, they were able to kind of prolong the story, and even Punk apologized on Monday night. So I will take Punk versus Roman as the first pick.
All right, I'll take the real main event of WrestleMania, Obafemi against Brock Lesnar.
That's
the real main event. Now, for our new listeners and viewers, we have to let them know as a public service, because this match will be first with Obafemi and Brock Lesnar, Brock is going to lose in less than 10 minutes. Thank you.
Now, what if they swerve us?
Then he's got to be at Raw. Yeah, he doesn't want to do that.
He's got to stick around. Not only does he have to stick around the rest of the night, he's got to stick around till Monday.
Oh no! Back on a plane to Saskatchewan. Are you kidding me? Done.
And look, the one thing I do want to say about this match is I love that Paul Heyman's calling it the real main event of WrestleMania because it's on ESPN.
Yeah,
like it is. Like it's a Paul Heyman thing to do. This is what his client is in this. This is why it's the real, right? Like there's storyline reasons to do it, but there's a legitimate argument to be made because this WrestleMania is different than any other ones because of the partnership with ESPN. And you're going to have an hour on ESPN2 on night one and a night two on real ESPN. You're going to have an hour worth of matches and Brock versus Obas kicking that off on ESPN. Like, yeah, I think it very well could be the real main event of WrestleMania. Yes,
that's going to be on at sports bars. Like, that just has ESPN on all the time, no matter what's on. Like, people are going to look up and see Brock and see Oba and be like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, and the reason why I ultimately passed on it is because of what Hood said. It's going to be less than 10 minutes and Brock's losing. If I knew that match was going to be 15 minutes, like, I probably would have taken it number one.
I think that Brock Lesnar is going to be the first wrestler in the history of the business that says, what time's the first commercial? 15 after? All right, I'll give you 10. So long. He's the first one's going to be actually looking at a time like a radio person. Just let you know, like, how long? Gotcha. 10-minute segment. Gone. Right on the plane. Perfect.
All right, for three, there's apparently another main event. I don't think I can go there yet. I'm going Rollins and Gunther.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, Rollins and Gunther, I don't love the story, but those are two guys that I feel like they just say, F it, let's go do our thing with our 10 minutes and steal the show when they go out there actually in the ring.
I think they did a decent enough job because it came together so late. I think they did a decent enough job with Gunther saying, hey, this is personal to me because I felt like when I was world champ, you didn't want to step up and challenge me. So, like, again, it's flimsy at best, but... for just throwing it together last second because you couldn't have WrestleMania without both of these guys on the card, especially because there's two nights. I thought they tried to save it the best they could. But you, like you said, Brian, you know this thing's going to deliver in the ring.
Yeah, that's what those two do.
So is it back to me now in the snake draft?
I'll go again. My second pick, I'm going to go to the women's division. I'm going to focus on the wrestling. I know WrestleMania is not for the hardcore wrestling fan, but from a pure wrestling standpoint, AJ Lee versus Becky. AJ's first Mania in a decade. I think it's the best story in the women's division, better than both title matches right now. And I think those two, when the bell rings, will ease. It's definitely going to be one of the top matches of the weekend in terms of Mania.
Okay. Since you did it that way, since you did that, let me just go to the other women's match of Stephanie Vaquer against Liv Morgan. And here's why. Liv Morgan's got a music video. Take me back to MTV. She's got a hot little music video there, which, by the way, I miss that in wrestling so much. You talk about, let me tell you something. There's nothing like telling a real story in wrestling without having to do all the verbiage and without having to be able to have a music video to express who you are. I mean, it put Liv Morgan to another level for me. And Vaquer is like, I think that she's in a different position as well because she has to fight. It's not just wrestling. She's fighting. And so her English is better, and so now her promos are better. I just think that now there's vengeance between the two. So I'm going to go Vaquer and Morgan as my next choice.
I thought that's where Brian was going. When he mentioned the best women's wrestling match, that's going to be the best women's wrestling match on this card. I don't think it's going to be. Yeah, I really do. I really do. Vaquer is a machine in the ring, and Liv Morgan just continues to get better and better and better. Her in-ring work's underrated. Like, her character work is incredibly strong, but she is underrated in the ring.
I think that's fair, but I think AJ almost, you have to imagine this is her final Mania. We know what Becky can do. I feel like they're going to turn back the clock. Also, there is another women's title match, Hood. You forgot about that one.
Well, hold on a second. Did you say this might be AJ's last Mania match? How long is that contract?
Is it a few years?
He's going to be as long as Punk is, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What do you mean last Mania match? Is she retiring?
I mean, she did already, and then she still goes away for months at a time.
She's more part-time than Roman.
Exactly. So how many more Mania matches are we going to get? Like, they apparently can't find room for, you know, the EO Skies of the world. So I feel like they give her one and then just like, all right, you got your moment.
That should be our next draft of those left off the card. That's bad. EO Sky off the card is terrible.
Asuka might get to work backlash.
Well, I thought they were going to do a Kairi Sane on a pole match and have Asuka versus EO. Winner gets Kairi. But I guess not. if EO versus Asuka, like, I guarantee EO versus Asuka would have been in the draft.
Yes.
Like, it would have, that match would have been drafted. Obviously, I don't know if the other women's world championship match will be drafted. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
The total number of matches is an odd number. Like, there's still room for it. Why not just give us a 14th match?
Because it's not all in. That's why.
It's over two nights. Like,
that's why it's not 14.
Based on what's left, I think it's pretty easy for me since I get to snake it here. I'll start with Demon versus Dom with Finn Balor. Like, again, that's just one. As long as it gets time, which, again, there's only six matches now on night two, so I think it should be given plenty of time. I think that one is really going to deliver because we've seen Finn Balor kind of be reinvigorated with some of the matches he's had leading to his split from Judgment Day. And this is just, again, the return of the Demon is going to be fun, taking on Dominic Mysterio, who just continues to grow and grow and grow. So I think that one's pretty easy. And then I'm taking the ladder match.
Ooh.
The WrestleMania ladder match rarely disappoints. I mean, you've got some big names in there. I'm really curious to see what all these guys ultimately end up doing. Some of them, again, I'm not quite sure what Rusev's doing in this match, but he's there. can't imagine he's going to be climbing to the top of the ladder and jumping off too much stuff, but maybe he'll end up surprising me. But I'll take the IC ladder match as my final pick.
Rusev's WrestleMania moment was him leaving everyone laying on, was it Raw?
Yes.
That'll be the pinnacle of what he does here in WrestleMania season. So at least he got that.
Who does win that match?
Penta.
either Penta or if they want to give it to Ray.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, so
especially because it's on ESPN, they could give that one to Ray.
How much time do they have for that?
I know. Between
commercials, is there a pitcher in pitcher? That's also a prediction. Is there a pitcher in pitcher?
All right, they're on ESPN for an hour.
Yes,
Brock Oba's going 10.
Uh huh.
The rest of the hour is the ladder match.
Wow! Do we get a pitcher in pitcher, or do we get the full match on ESPN?
Entrances during the commercial. I feel like that's how you save some time.
Thank God. That's how you do it.
A bunch of guys to come out and do Mania entrances.
Thank God. That boy bouncy. Okay. Since it's sitting out there.
It's your last pick.
Well, it's Cody and Orton.
Oh, okay. I made a
bet. I thought it might go undrafted.
Me too.
No, it's Cody and Orton because there's intrigue there. Now we know.
Is there?
Listen, yeah, though there's plenty
every outlet he can, dumping on his own angle.
The internet wrestling community is
dumping on it.
They are invested. The internet wrestling community is intrigued by this, no question. So since it was sitting out there, I'm going to take it. Now the matchup, the body of the match should be very, very good. It's the bullshit after or right before
the ending, you know, is going to be,
yeah, it's going to be a circus at the end. Unfortunately, with two great athletes like them, they don't need that, but that's what TKO wants. So the finish is going to be a mess, but as far as the in ring, it should be very solid.
In terms of Crossroads and RKOs, if the number is 6.5 combined,
over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a good number.
Two Crossroads. Like three RKOs, three and a half five. RKOs.
Yeah, maybe a fourth one after Pat McAfee comes in during distraction and punts Cody Rhodes right in the balls.
Punt RKO finish.
Orton's winning. Orton's winning. Yes, for an RKO finish. Orton's winning, so we can get Orton and McAfee versus Jelly Roll and Cody at Backlash.
Just what everyone wants.
Well, I'm glad it's not in Puerto Rico because then there would be a turnaway crowd. Like they wouldn't be there for that.
No.
So they would not be there for that. Since you're in Vegas, Brian, please keep your ear to the ground to find out what's happening with Randy Orton. May not be 100% coming into WrestleMania, so does that change the finish? Just find out what happens there.
Okay. Does he give his spot to McAfee? Like pull a Cody there?
Well, actually, that's the match, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I actually, Pat McAfee talks so much like he's in the match against Cody. So.
He stole the championship.
was a point last week that the graphic changed. It's Cody, it's Orton, and then McAfee in the background. At one point Friday, it flipped. It's McAfee up front and Orton behind him.
I saw that. And I saw Cody Rhodes go into the studios of Pat McAfee to get his title back from his desk. He broke in, apparently. And got it. And so much unnecessary travel for these guys. He's going to fly to Indianapolis to get his title back. I mean, you tell me if that's not Rhodes fuckery.
And it's also weird. Like, he's doing all the press. Like, he was on Unsportsmanlike this week, and he apologized for not having the belt because Pat had it. So, like, you could have had the title on national radio and TV and, like, oh, no, sorry. We got to give it to someone else.
Had to go into McAfee's studio to get it. Fly to Indianapolis? That's not part of the route.
Yeah, I did not have this match on my board.
Yep, I didn't either. My last one, you know, we've talked a lot about some of the stories that haven't been told. I think McIntyre and Jacob Fatu have done a good job telling a story. Yeah. I think we almost forgotten about them. Drew's sort of been dicked over with the title. This could have been a title match. Like, I would have been okay with this being the title match and Orton and Cody doing their own thing away from the title scene. But here we are, and I think those two will have a great match this weekend.
But what about the Gabe Neitzel old school philosophy? Because he's an old sage when it comes to this stuff. He told you from his days of watching wrestling in the 70s, it makes no sense for this to be a unsanctioned lights out match.
Fair.
During the daytime
it's
in Vegas.
It's unsanctioned, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be on ESPN too. It's unsanctioned, and yet it's going to be on cable television. Make it make sense, Hood. Make it make sense.
I can't help you.
I'm going to choose to look past that and enjoy that match.
That's not how an unsanctioned match works. That's not
it's the most. It's the most sanctioned. They're putting it on cable television.
You can't do that. See, the old sage pulled that out, so for people to know that ain't right. I learned from Gabe. That's exactly right.
Yes, man. So what ultimately goes undrafted, the match that's leading off all of WrestleMania, Vision and Isho Speed taking on the Usos and LA Knights. Mm. Also going undrafted, the Fatal 4-Way Women's Tag Team match, which may have a team change yet before Mania, because we don't know if Nikki Bella is going to be healthy enough to participate. And then, of course, Jade and Rhea get left off, along with your boy. I'm surprised you didn't take your boy, Sami Zayn, going in against Trick Williams. Yeah.
Because you talk about transitional champions, like, Sami's not leaving Mania with that title.
So tell us how you feel about how fans are treating Sami, because Sami is still coming across as a babyface, but booed heavily. Yeah.
What does that mean? Get why they don't pull the trigger. Like, I started to believe again around the Rumble that, oh, maybe the Sami world title thing's a thing. That's never happening. Just pull the trigger on the heel turn already. And, like, I don't get what we're doing. Trick is one of your most over baby faces. Just lean in and call it a day.
Trick's a heel.
I know. Like,
a little Yachty's a heel.
Right.
Both certainly
gonna
is.
He's going to pull the leg, and then Sami's going to be down 1, 2, 3, and there's going to be a big ovation because Trick Williams' music is better.
Yeah, that's what
it
works.
We're back to Bobby Roode again with Glorious. That's what it is. The music's over. That's what it is.
Don't tell me that when you had Nakamura versus Bobby Roode in old NXT, you didn't get hyped. That was that was the ultimate entrance off between those two guys.
That's it. Yeah. Sammy's music is good, but it's not Trick Williams good, and that's why Trick's going to win. Music's better.
That's what you need in the WWE to get over. You need a catchphrase and catchy music, and you're good to go.
So now, once again, this makes Killer Kross right about Sami Zayn.
That's fair.
We go back full circle. 365 days ago, Killer Kross was correct.
Killer Kross was right.
I don't think it says good things about the women's division that we didn't even think about Rhea and Jade.
Well, I gave you the creative on that last week. I told you 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's enough. That's it.
That's supposed to be one of your champions.
Look, they tried, and maybe they try again, but I just don't. I don't know what you do with Jaden at this point.
I'll tell you this: Jade and Io, one of the best Jade matches I've seen. That actually was a good match.
Yeah, but again, I need to see that. But the problem is, I need to see Jade back it up. Otherwise, it's like, oh, that was just Io.
Right.
You know what that is? That's just more matches. That's the thing. She just, again, we said this on the show when she was in AEW. You just need more seasoning and more time. That's what it is. And sometimes the light just doesn't come on. She's fine, but we're looking for another level, and it's just not there. She's not there. So she'll
lose. To be world champ. Like, not if you're going to be world champ, right? Like, there's just something missing, unfortunately. There's just something missing, which is why they're going to put it on Rhea. And then now Rhea's on SmackDown, and that's fine. You'll be able to figure it out from there.
Okay, so what's the card? Yeah, what do you have now, Brian? What's that? What's next?
So I'm going to hit up the Mark Hitchcock Memorial Show. See not Leon Slater versus Ricochet. See Ricochet there. House of Glory tonight. Amazing Red versus Bandito. I think that'll be a good one.
Film, please. Yeah.
GCW at midnight. I don't even know most of the names in the car. There's a barbed wire match in the main event. So that's day one here in Vegas.
God, oh my.
He's so giddy. He's so giddy, Hood. He's so excited.
Honestly, can you please research on I know you like these, the shows that are against WrestleMania. There are shows that run against WrestleMania, correct?
I know. I've tried looking. There's not a few. There's also one out there right now that their title is "This Will Be the Worst Wrestling Show of the Weekend." And it's so tempting to add that to my itinerary. I was like, I mean, if they're going to lean in on it, I almost want to be there for it.
Is there an Effie's Gay Brunch? Is that happening as well? Is Effie?
Saturday or Sunday morning. I forgot what day, but yeah, I plan on heading over to that one.
It's just unbelievable. It's just great.
WrestleMania weekend, man.
Our friend Vampiro, his final American match tomorrow night. It's him, PCO, and I forgot who the third person is, and I think EC3 is the referee for that match.
Anything in Henderson? Sure. Are you going to make a trip to Henderson, Nevada to see if
I don't think so. I made a trek out there last year to like the wrestling school where like Karrion Kross came from and stuff. It's literally in the middle of a neighborhood. And I was like, I don't need to make that trek anymore. Because some other places.
How many at the Palms? Any shows at the Palms? That's the last thing I have.
Yeah, so that's so. WrestleCon's running all their shows at the Horseshoe, and then the Palms this year is hosting. It's called like Palms Fest. Yeah. So House of Glory is there. I believe CMLL might be there. Like, there's a few shows that'll be there as well.
Oh, you're running to Meltzer. Good.
Yeah.
Talk to Meltzer about it.
One last quick WrestleMania prediction before we get out of here. Given the news that supposedly is going to be happening soon of the PIF, the Saudi government taking their funds out of LIV Golf and try to maybe redivest some of their money. Does WrestleMania happen in Saudi Arabia next year?
How's the war going?
Depends who you ask.
No shit. Yes. Depends on who you ask indeed. That's what, honest to goodness, Gabe, that's what it comes down to, right? Like, where are we as a country? Not political, just saying that, uh-huh. Are we at war?
Mm-hmm.
Because just kind of like what happened at WrestleMania, where it was supposed to be at USC, at the Rose Bowl, and it was mm-hmm. moved into the sports arena for a reason, because they didn't want a bomb dropped in there. Okay. So if we're fine as a country, it will be in Saudi. If not, Puerto Rico.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Can you imagine WrestleMania in Puerto Rico? Be insane.
I do think it's going to take something like that to move it out of there. WWE is not going to be the one to make that call.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, PIF would... Again, and they've used so much money on, like, the money they've spent on WWE is a drop in the bucket compared to the money they've just poured into LIV Golf. But if they're going, hey, we're reinvesting money and we don't want to give $50 to $100 million every year to WWE anymore, like, that's how that happens. Yes, because WWE is not going to say no to that money. That I feel very confident in. It's just what does the Saudi government feel, and are they going to pull back that investment?
I look forward to being wherever AEW and the indie shows are this time next year.
I hear you. I hear you on that. Yep. If it's in Saudi, then we're going to have to go to AEW Fest, wherever they're going to be, Chicago, Dallas.
Chicago or Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah, it could be someplace big. Sure. Because now, whatever the city is, it's got to be where everyone can eat. So, I mean, but also, Gabe, we have to, WWE's got to know. And here's the difference between WWE in the past and now, they actually can make a call to the White House and say, hey, we have a show mm-hmm. in Saudi. Can you keep the planes out of there? Do you mind? I mean, you got to make that call. At least they'll get some kind of insight on when that they can do it mm-hmm. or not. They got a pipeline there.
They do.
You know, Brian, you're right there.
That is an insane statement, but yes, it is so accurate.
You're going to be the first to tell us because you've got the vacation home pipeline.
Uh huh. Get to sit in that traffic.
You've got the West Palm Camp David to find out what's going on there. So you can let us know whether or not it's going to happen or not. So
no argument here.
As a White House correspondent, Brian Rowitz will let us know if WrestleMania will be in Saudi. Very good.
All right, we've got, I mean, Brian's got a lot of fun stuff happening at WrestleMania, so make sure you're commenting, subscribing, take a look at our YouTube page with all the great stuff we've got going on. Enjoy WrestleMania week. It's been a rocky road to get there, but I think we're going to have some fun this weekend. We're going to recap. We'll talk about it all right here on GKW.